It's KMFM, and on the hit list tonight, we are joined by the guy that I was running to the other day. It's DJ, producer, it's 220 Kids.
Hello, what an introduction.
I mean, I could have built this up and been like, 220 Kid, congratulations on, and you were like thinking, what are you about to congratulate? Being in my running playlist, and I think that's a little bit of a put me down compared to the intro, but thank you for coming on. How are you? Things all good?
Yeah, I'm great. I've just 1 minute before this call, I got through the door from Ibiza, so I'm a little bit tired, but I'm in great spirits.
Now, of course, you're a DJ, so being away is surely quite a normal thing for you, and being on planes and bits and pieces like that. But being away from home, I want to focus on. What's it like getting back through the door? Are you straight away panicking over the fact you need to Hoover, or is it just nice to be back in home comforts?
I hadn't even thought about that yet, and now you got me panicking. I'm not that messy, to be honest, so I don't leave it in a bag. If I'm late for a flight, there'll be clothes everywhere, but I hate being late, so normally I'm okay. So I'm all right. I'm happy to be home.
Well, it's good that you're coming off the back of an amazing summer, some amazing time in Ibiza. I want to come and hit on that in just a second. But first, there's only one place to start, because I've had a look about this online and I can't really find anything yet. I've had two people say to me in the office today, 220 Kid, that there's a Kent connection here with you. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I live in Ramsgate. I've got an apartment in Ramsgate. So.
Is that where you are now?
Not right now. Like, I'm just in London, but yeah, my main base is Ramsgate, so I'm staying with someone in London. But yeah, I've got my flat down there on the seafront. I've had it for like 4 years.
Oh wow! Tell me about your life in Ramsgate. Can I find out more? Where do you like going? What do you like making the most of? Why Ramsgate?
World's biggest Wetherspoons.
Yes.
I don't know. Ramsgate and like Thanet in general is just very like magical place. It's very creative. The people are lovely. It's kind of like you get that community spirit. So I wanted somewhere nice to go, and I wanted somewhere for my family to visit. So yeah, I moved there and it was amazing. And I got kicked out of the Wetherspoons one night for celebrating too hard. I put my table number on Instagram and they crashed the system with the number of drinks they were sending.
Wow, that is brilliant. I'll bet someone now who is on shift that night is listening to this thinking, that was that guy. That's how that happened.
Yeah, exactly. Then the Sun picked up on it and printed it. I was like, oh no.
I've always wanted to do that. But then I've always thought to myself, if I do that when I'm in a Wetherspoons, I'll put the number out there and get nothing. I'd be really down about that. I'd be gutted. Could you imagine? Like, come on, lads. We'll get some free drinks out of this. And then all of a sudden, nothing.
It's just like the tumbleweed rolls through.
Yeah, yeah. Which, let's face it, with how long it takes to get served in Wetherspoons, there's tumbleweed everywhere 9 times out of 10.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Wow. Sorry, Wetherspoons. Sorry, Wetherspoons. I don't mean that. I love you really. Cheap and cheerful. That's all that matters. Oh, wicked. I love that. You missed out as well being in that area. I know someone you've collaborated before in the past. Becky Hill was at Dreamland Margate over the weekend and it went off. It was amazing.
Oh, no way. I love Becky. I think she's amazing. I can't believe I missed that.
They're putting on some good gigs. Maybe a 220 Kid gig coming at Dreamland soon. They're putting on some massive shows on that scenic stage at the moment.
At some point, yeah, that is on my dream list. Like, excuse the pun, but I would love to play there one day. So hopefully once the album's come out, you never know, it might be time.
That'd be wicked. I'll be there, I promise. And this time I won't be shy in VIP swaying. I'll actually come front row for that one because I had a long day Sunday. It was after the football. United lost. I was like, I'm just going to go and stand up there. So that's what I ended up doing. And my nephew was like, can we go down there? I was like, not for me tonight, mate. I was like, no, for me. So yeah, he's in a bit of a mood with me. Anyway, for 220 Kid, we'll be front row. Let's talk about a few of your tunes. And I mentioned earlier on that I went running and I got sort of stuck in a bit of a 220 Kid world. I was listening to Don't Need Love, which I think was one of your breakout hits. Stupid Love as well, which I love, by the way. That's a good running song. And we know you jumped on the Weatherman remix as well, the sea shanty tune, which I'm sure you get asked about quite a lot. It must have been cool to have been part of all that, though, because that song really did blow up, didn't it?
It was pretty crazy. I just messaged Nathan and I was like, I've seen this on Twitter. Can I remix it? And he was like, yeah. And then it just went. It was the number one selling song in Germany that year. So it outsold like Drake and The Weeknd and everyone. And I was just like, what is going on? But yeah, it was for something that I came up with on the toilet, it was kind of excessive, the reaction.
Hey, all the best ideas come either in the shower or on the toilet. Yeah. It's just a way of life. And at least you're open to admitting it. I mean, a lot of people are like, I went for this really meaningful run or session the other day and, you know, I sat in a sauna and it hit me. No, I was on the loo. I was on the loo. So that's fair enough.
I was on Twitter on the toilet and that was it. I saw it and I was like, let's go. This is going to be funny.
You mentioned Twitter there, but I see you having a lot of fun on TikTok too at the moment. And one of the things that I like that you've done, one of the things that I like that you've done recently is start confiding in your followers, a bit like a confessions corner. Now, you admitted to eating a tub of Ben and Jerry's every night for a week the other day. So first of all, the most important question, what's the go-to flavour?
Fish food.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
When you've done this for a week, did you mix up flavours or was it fish food every night?
Well, it was actually 11 days in a row I had a pint of ice cream. I had to have an operation on my jaw, so they're like, all you can eat is ice cream, and it just healed and I just carried on eating the ice cream. So but where I was staying, there was like 5 ice cream parlors around, so I'd just go get a pint of ice cream and be like, just see what's happening today. And sometimes they have deals like 2 for 1, so there was one 24-hour period where I ate 4 pints of ice cream.
It's only acceptable, though, in the context that you've just given it with the jaw injury. I think anyone else who's listening right now would be like, is that a Guinness World Record? That seems quite extreme.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, I've got clean now. I'm off the ice cream.
Do you feel better for it? Did you feel better getting it off your chest on TikTok?
Yeah, well, yeah. Do anything to get back on the algorithm, really.
Yeah, well look, see, I'm the same. I want more listeners, so can I jump on this?
Yes, do you
mind if I make a confession in the same style as you do?
Yeah.
Right, I'll do it right now. And then instead of people reacting on TikTok, you can react to me. This is great.
Okay.
Right, here we go. So this is it. So ready? Hi, my name is Ben, and today I had a sausage sarnie using leftover sausages from a barbecue a week ago.
Oh, God.
No, you're not meant to be negative. I'm meant to feel better about myself.
I say invest in some toilet roll because you're going to need it.
Do you know what? It's one of those situations where I looked at it and I went, I really fancy one, but I shouldn't. And also, if I don't eat them, they're going in the bin.
You don't want to waste it.
Yeah. So let's see how I am tomorrow. I'll send you a DM on Instagram and we'll see how I'm going.
Maybe you'll be coming up with remixes on the toilet.
Loads of good ideas are coming my way in the next 24 hours.
This is The Hit List. KM FM. The biggest artists.
This is The Hit List. KM FM.
Do you have any more confessions that you want to share with us right now? Or are we pretty on top of it?
Oh, God. Confessions. Well, I've really been selling my dad out, haven't I, on social media, where he came to Ibiza with me and I just started posting, being like, I need to find a stepmom. So I've just been like, I was on stage the other day at Ibiza Rock and he's just sat there like, oh no. So yeah, that's a confession, really.
So is the confession that you're a bad wingman because that's not happened? Or is the confession that you was just stitching your dad up for no reason whatsoever?
Absolutely stitching my dad up. And he's just like, stop it.
Oh, no guy wants to admit to being a bad wingman, do they? So I think let's stick with the first part. I did see that on your Instagram, you taking your dad to Ibiza. How did that go?
We actually ended up with a hen party coming out of us last night because he'd been DMing them, which was, I couldn't believe it. They're at my show. And then he goes, oh, by the way, the girls are coming. I'm like, what do you mean the girls? And it was a hen party. So I just got a video of him walking across the dance floor at the Fisher show just to a group of girls. And they're all dancing around him. And I'm like, Dad, you're 73. what is going on here? There's something completely wrong with it. And I'm just sat with my sister and we're there like, this is really backfired.
How does your sister feel about it?
She tells him to grow up.
Oh, really? Oh, is she mad? Yeah. Whereas you're like giggling in the corner at it. She's like, matter of, no, he needs to stop doing that. He needs to grow up now. He's 73.
Yeah. She calls him a silly little child.
Oh, I love that. You never know, though. Your dad might become, do you know Johnny Fisher, the boxer? Do you know his dad, Big John?
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah,
like the
yeah, yeah.
Bosh guy. You never know. Your dad might be like the next, you know, big viral Instagram star.
I know. When I put on my story being like, can someone please produce a travel show of my sister and dad joining me on tour? And someone messaged me being like, yeah, I work in TV production. Let me pitch it. So I'm like, oh, God.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. Could you imagine if that happened, like the big new ITV show next summer is your dad making his way around Ibiza trying to find a stepmom?
Someone said we should call it Ken Tries to Find His Barbie.
Oh, no, stop it. Your dad's name's Ken as well. There's so much potential here. So much potential.
Well, to be fair, if there's any single ladies listening, his Instagram is Big Ken FG.
Wow. And next time he's down in Ramsgate, he'll have a queue for me. Well, look, we're here today, obviously, to celebrate your dad's huge new fame and success. But also, we need to talk about the new song. So everyone's just heard it. Tell us a little bit about it. It's called Feel Good.
Yes. So I made it with my friends, Kaleidoscopes. They wrote Head and Heart, the Joel Corry song. So we were just in the studio and my old label had tried to cancel one of my singles. And they're like, you need to cancel your holiday and go back to work. So we went there and that's why we're like, I just want to feel good. I've been working all week. And it was like a letter to my A&R to be like, come on. And we just love it. It just makes us feel good. So they wanted to put it out. I was like, okay, I'll jump on it with you as a collaboration and start. Because I haven't released music for a year, so it's time. I've got a lineup of music coming out now, so it feels good to be back.
Focusing on Kaleidoscopes, you said that they've done some work, obviously, with Joel Corry in the past. Have you known those guys for quite a while? Because a lot of their stuff has sort of been behind the scenes, isn't it?
I've known them for a few years, yeah. They're great. They're great guys. They're nutters, but they're great. They're so fun.
And a lot more to come from them as well, I expect, now that they're getting their name out there.
Yeah, exactly. They've got some amazing music. Like, they do stuff with Gavin James and Sonny Federa and loads of people. So, yeah, keep an eye out on them. They're brilliant.
Oh, I love that. Kaleidoscope 220 Kid Feel Good. It's massive, as you've just heard. And you said there, it's been a minute since you've released any music. I know you've been busy touring still and coming up with new ideas on the toilet. Obviously, a year's a long time to come up with those. You're about to drop a load on us, I expect. What is going on at the moment behind the scenes with 220 Kid? Are there new tunes ready to go?
There's two albums actually ready to go. So I'm just finalizing my deal this week and then I'm going to start releasing the album. And it's going to be like the first album's 13 tracks, pretty much all of them singles. I've been writing it for like 4 years and just kind of been trying to find the right home for it. And now I've got it. And yeah, it's time to get releasing. So there's going to be a lot of music.
Are we mainly looking at some like house bangers or are you going to jump into some other genres? How are we feeling? Because obviously a lot of people going down the country pop route at the moment and drum and bass is back.
I know it is. I know it's brilliant. Do you know what's funny? I've been writing country music for like 5 years. Like I've been to Nashville writing it for people and stuff. So my kind of like my dance music is always, it's always like ballads, which you put to dance music and they're kind of like country influenced ballads, a lot of them. So there's a couple of things like that. And I've actually got a song coming out with a country act, which I'm featuring on. So, yeah, nice. There's some country bits coming. But it's mostly just like, you know, like Don't Need Love is just like an emotional dance banger. That's what we're going for, an album of all of them.
And you mentioned two albums, potentially a finalised and ready to go. So you're going to do a Beyonce on us? You're going to like do an album drop and then all of a sudden the next Friday do another one? Or is this going to be a long process now over the next couple of years?
Yeah, I don't think enough people care, to be honest.
Oh no, we care. We care.
So I'm gonna drop them like every 6 weeks or so, a single. So it's just gonna be nice, steady flow of music and build it. And you never know, I might become the English Beyonce one day and just drop like, yeah, three albums at once.
You know, you might as well. Everyone needs to give it a go. Her next album might be a drum and bass one with the way things are going. I mean, that could be.
Could be, but we all love drum and bass. It's brilliant.
Honestly, it's become my new obsession at the moment. I'm starting to get a bit of a name for myself because the studio speakers have had to be fixed twice since Chase and Status and Stormzy's Backbone has come out. That's because I'm turning it up too loud. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you got to do it. You got to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, exactly that. And we'll keep on doing that. 220 Kid, thank you for jumping on the show. We're excited for the new stuff to come. Good luck getting the deal all sorted out. And good luck finding a new step, mum, with your dad on this new adventure you're going on.
I love that. That is the best sign-off to an interview I have ever heard.
I feel like we've swam around the main subject points today, but the interview has become about your dad.
He's the main character. We're all just living in his world. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed this. This has been brilliant.
220 Kid, you're a legend. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.